10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What's up, world? It's season 5 of Not in My House podcast. It is the year in review, and it's hard to believe that it's year 5. That's crazy. We're going into year 5. It's unbelievable. But we got a round table here. We got Wiley that you might remember from a few episodes that we've done. Wiley, what's going on?
How we doing? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And we got Leo, who you might remember from a couple of the year interviews and also the Mark Hendrickson episode. Leo, how's it going?
Hey, that's Wiley. I'm Leo. This is great.
And then we got Chade, one of my good friends. He was on the Eddie Robinson episode a couple years back. You might remember him, and I believe he also did last year's year interview. What's going on, Chade?
Doing well. Just icing myself.
He did ice himself. He's got a Smirnoff Ice. He's ready to go. And it's New Year's Eve. And it's one of my favorite holiday. I love New Year's Eve, and we're here to do the year in review. And before we get started, boys, is there anything that you guys want to talk about?
Can I just say this is one of my favorite things to do? Year in review. It's been a fun thing that we've done for the last couple of years, and it's one of my favorite things. Highlight of my year.
It's absolutely one of mine too, because it's one of the few episodes. Like, if you're a avid listener to us, we always just do interviews with NBA players or former basketball players, and this is the one episode where we get to let loose and just kind of talk about things outside of basketball. And shout out Eric. He hasn't been here in about 3 years for the year in review, but you know, I know that he really wants to be here. It's one of his favorite things too, clearly. But Eric, we miss you. But anything else you guys want to say before we get started? We all know how this goes.
Nope. Let's jump into it.
All right. Well, we're going to jump right into it. As you guys know, we usually start from January all the way up until the end of the year. And we're just going to kind of go down some of the most memorable moments of the whole year and just kind of take a nice little ride down memory lane. And the first thing I'm going to start with is New Year's Day, something that kind of hit home with our Reno audience, because Jeremy Renner definitely owns a home in the Tahoe area. But Jeremy Renner, he gets snowplowed. He had a really bad accident where he got hit with a snowplow and broke about 30 bones. It's a very serious thing. We thought we might actually lose him, and it was actually a very devastating thing. What do you guys have on that?
Zeke, that's a lot of bones to break.
I mean, glad he's alive. He's done great things for the state of Nevada. I feel like him and Mark Wahlberg have been the official ambassadors of the state of Nevada, with Wahlberg just, you know, randomly bartending and Jeremy Renner trying to get tax credits for the state of Nevada. So, you know, glad he's alive. They're doing great things for the state.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely big news. It's kind of weird. It's like big news in Nevada, but I don't feel like it was really big news like nationwide, which is kind of different because he's a famous actor. So,
what was the story on that? Didn't he, like, get ran over by his tractor, snowplow truck, but he was also drinking, but there's also, like, a nephew that was involved? I heard lots of different stories about what actually had happened, but I heard that there was alcohol involved.
Yeah, well, what did you hear exactly?
Was there a nephew involved?
No, yeah, I heard that, like, his nephew was playing around with the tractor, and then he had to jump into it because it started, like...
wait. How old is this nephew?
No, his nephew's like 10 years old.
Oh, so we're talking about a 10-year-old nephew playing with tractor trucks like Tonka toys? Is
yeah. Yeah, like 100%. And then...
So he got distracted?
Yeah, well, yeah, he got distracted, and then, like, he had to jump out to go get his nephew, and then, because he was going to fight, like, help him.
So the tractor went under the tractor?
No, he went under the tractor.
Under the tractor?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about if Robert Traylor was an Avenger, the tractor trailer, what would his superpower be?
What the fuck? I feel like this is going downhill real quickly, so we're just going to move on to Damar Hamlin.
Not to make light of the situation, I really, really hope his recovery is going extremely well and as well as possible, but...
He's been in movies since, right? Hasn't he been in a movie?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
No, yeah, Jeremy Renner's fine. He's doing great.
Good.
But yeah, you brought up Damar Hamlin, and that was probably one of the scariest things I've ever seen on a football field. So what were your thoughts, like, watching that actually happen?
Well, personally, I don't really watch football, but I saw the highlights, and I was scared.
Yeah, very, very scary moment for him. But I'm glad that – did you see all the conspiracy things that happened after that? I think that was, like, the most, like, controversial stuff they started talking about, that where a lot of people on TikTok were talking about that it really wasn't DeMar Hamlin, that he had died on the field, that all these people that, like, that were coming out were just actors and they weren't actually DeMar Hamlin.
That's wild.
So there was a lot of conspiracy theories around, like, if it was actually him or not.
I just saw all the updates of him being alive and well, which is always good, and it was cool to see him back on the football field, so that was the most important thing. Right. But speaking of football, Taylor Swift, because she took over football this year, she gets Time Magazine Person of the Year. I'm not really surprised at that with all the Swifties in this world, but she did get Person of the Year for Time Magazine.
If it wasn't Taylor Swift, who do you pick?
Not Larsa Pippen, because she's apparently dating Michael Jordan's son. I don't know if you guys saw that, but there's a lot of pictures of them in the Jordan Trophy Room case. And Michael Jordan came out publicly and said that he doesn't approve. But Larsa Pippen, you know, previously married to Scottie Pippen, a little bit different that she's hanging out with Michael Jordan's son.
So what's the age difference there?
I don't know the exact age difference, but I feel like it's got to be fairly significant. I know Wiley's probably Googling that right now because he's definitely very curious about that. But there's a lot of pictures of them, you know, cuddling up on the beach, going out on dates, and it was definitely a big story for the year of those two dating, because I think she's a real housewife, right? Isn't she like a reality TV star?
I don't know, but she's fucking hot.
Pippin ain't easy.
You had to go there, didn't you? Had to go there.
So, being completely unaware of the situation, I read the headline and I was like, whoa, Scottie Pippen's daughter is dating Michael Jordan's son? That's like the most Jordan Pippen shit I've ever heard. And this is even more Jordan Pippen than I could have possibly imagined. So, thank you for bringing this to my attention.
See, I thought it was his daughter also, and then I saw that it was his wife, and I was like, oh, shit, this is a lot different. The Last Dance hits a little different right now.
So I think I recently saw that they're engaged to get married. So, what last name does she take? Does she stay with Pippen, or does she go Jordan?
Oh, she's going Jordan.
So, Jordan dominates forever.
Yeah.
What if she hyphenates? Get the
Pippen Jordan?
Pippen Jordan.
I would like that.
So I know on your notes that you had that MJ doesn't approve, but how's Scotty feeling?
You know, the way that Scotty handled the whole Last Dance thing and what he wrote in the book, I can't imagine him being too thrilled about this. And it's his wife.
Feels like that's a big L to chalk up. Also, it's just a really weird situation.
So shout out to Cannon. Who do you think that Scotty's dating right now?
Horace Grant's daughter. I don't know.
Dude, I'm gonna Google that and see if she's hot.
Holy shit. This is not the start that I was expecting, but I fucking love it.
Mike, are we gonna hit these pink shots?
Never on the rails.
Yeah, we might have to hit those pink shots. Yeah, we might have to.
Bad things.
Little update. Horace Grant's daughter, not that cute.
What, she got goggles?
Now she's just she'd probably be a little hotter if she had goggles.
Big ass of the power forward, or a big power forward of the big ass. So, anyways.
But hold on. Let's just stay here for a second. If we come up with the ideal way that these two met.
We know how these people met, Chade.
No, okay, here's the thing. She did not know Michael Jordan's son when they were playing together. That never happened because Jordan is going through a divorce in 98, and she claims that she had never met Marcus Jordan before that.
Well, how old's Marcus Jordan? And how old's Larissa Pippen?
You should Google that because I don't know.
You don't know? Like, no. I feel like there's got to be like at least a 15 to 20-year age gap.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's my thing is, like, did they meet at a random pool party that – Phil Jackson was hosting like in Montana? Like, was this like a random nightclub thing where it's like, I feel like I know you? Like, I mean, I have questions that I probably should have done some more research on, but
I think they did meet at a party where they had mutual friends from what they claim, but you never know this type of thing. It's just a weird situation.
So it's a 16-year age gap. How do you feel?
You should know. Anyways, Anyways.
I dig it.
So, anyway, we're just going to we're just going to move on. Mom of Virginia's six-year-old who shoots a teacher is charged with 21 months in federal case. I don't know what to feel about it. I know it's a depressing situation, but it's interesting that the mom gets charged when it's the kid that shoots the teacher. I just don't really know what to think of that.
You're in charge of your kid.
I guess so. So I guess we'll just move on from that.
It's a pretty smart kid, though. Did you actually read that article? He found the key. There was a lockbox. Got into the lockbox. Took the gun. Went all the way to school and shot his teacher.
Jesus. Yeah, not great. Tyree Nichols beaten to death by Memphis police. That was also a big deal. I think there's a riot after that. You don't remember that? No? All right. You want to take memes? You're pretty good at memes.
I actually didn't like see a whole lot of memes that were anything. I don't know.
Did memes die? Chad, are you asking the question? Did memes die this year?
I don't think memes did die because there's the Dupas meme and then the Nepo babies, like, right?
I think the biggest one right now is the Tiger Woods meme where he's just kind of coming up to give somebody a nice big dap, and it just says "big dog." So, and it's just now everybody's using that as a big meme to go around. I think that's the most recent one that I've seen.
Yeah. Well, when we get into the deaths of January, I don't know if there's any names on here that stand out to you guys, but for me, Billy Packer, one of the NCAA tournament announcers, he was a big deal, voice of March Madness. Bill Shonley from the Portland Trail Blazers, we did the Jail Blazers piece, and he was definitely a big part of that. Chris Ford, NBA coach. Frank Thomas, but not the Frank Thomas that you think from baseball. It's not the Frank Thomas with the dick pills. It's the white dude. I'm not really familiar with him. I'm sure you are, Leo.
That one, shockingly, not as familiar with. But, you know, Sal Bando, pour one out.
That's so interesting.
A's legend, man, A's Sal legend. Bando. You talk about chest pepper and eyebrows? Holy shit.
Yeah, because you're normally the baseball guy, so I don't know if there's any other baseball names on there that stand out. But I know Jeff Beck was a big name, Adam Rich, David Crosby, Lisa Marie Presley. Other than that,
Jeff Beck the guitarist.
Yeah, Jeff Beck the guitarist.
Legend.
Yeah, big Jeff Beck fan.
One of the best ever. Yeah.
Well, moving on to February, Tom Brady retired again. Taking attention off the Super Bowl once again. I think that's 2 years in a row where he did that. But definitely missing some Tom Brady in my life.
I feel like Tom Brady just likes to take attention off everything and just put it on himself. So, because there's a big thing about him and Giselle when they broke up, and then he was dating some hot Instagram model. I don't even know if he's dating anybody anymore, nor do I care. But I feel like he's always trying to bring a lot of attention to himself. But I haven't heard about him recently.
Well, the recent thing I heard with him was he was doing his whole, like, get off my lawn thing, talking about how, like, NFL players are soft now, and it was because they're not getting hit enough and stuff like that. Yet he was, like, the one person that complained the most about all of the, like, roughing the passer stuff. And I think it was Alex Smith that just, like, called his ass out, which was kind of great. But he's gone, like, full, like, get off my lawn guy recently. And I kind of like the heel turn because it's like, dude, fuck off.
So what is he doing now? Is he a sports announcer? I thought he got a big contract to be a sports announcer, but I haven't seen him announce any games or really be an analyst anywhere.
I've only seen him doing, like, super, super hot takes on random, like, radio shows and talk sports stuff where they'll call in and he'll just, like, have a hot take. So I know that he got a big contract, but I don't know when that starts. But also kind of, yeah.
Interesting. I wonder what his hot take was on the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl last year.
I mean, all I know is that I kind of miss Tom Brady. A lot of people really hated watching Tom Brady, but for me, I just kind of liked that football had a villain, and I just loved kind of cheering for the old guy. I don't know about you guys, but, like, cheering for Tom Brady is just kind of an unpopular thing, but something that I kind of enjoyed doing. But Chiefs winning the Super Bowl was definitely something that I wasn't as interested in. I don't even think I watched the Super Bowl, but all I know is that Rihanna was the most watched halftime show of all time of any Super Bowl, and I didn't fucking watch it.
Pretty sure she was pregnant in that halftime show.
I think
that's why.
Yeah, I think that was like a classic thing that went pretty viral quick, where it was like, whoa, are we allowed to say this or not?
At least she didn't pull a Janet Jackson and show some nipple.
I mean, it could have jacked up ratings even more. You never know. But LeBron passes Kareem on the all-time scoring list. I remember when that happened. I remember the meme that they had of Kareem running out in the court, like swatting it off the backboard. But you could just see the whole fucking game. Kareem is just so uneasy, not really wanting it to happen. I mean, I'm sure it's got to be emotional. You hold that record for a long time, and then LeBron passes it. And I don't really think he's the biggest LeBron fan.
Yeah. Not at all, but I just saw that video of him in the stands when he did it, and he just had that look on his face like, great.
Yeah, but the meme did crack me up. But kudos to LeBron. That's a big achievement. And, you know, shout out to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, because to do that with no three-point line, pretty much, you know, being a big man, that's a pretty incredible feat. But I didn't really know this at the time, but Big Red Boots became famous. Like, do any of you remember that meme? Apparently it's a big deal with the Big Red Boots. I don't even like remember it.
Zeke, please explain to me Big Red Boots.
I just told you I don't even remember it.
Oh, yeah. I was hoping you could educate me on something. Can one of you, Wiley, you got this one in the bag?
I think he does.
You know, being the like resident hype beast over here, of course I have to know what's going on in the fashion world over there. But so Mischief is a shoe brand. They like to do some different kind of collaborations and some different shoes. So they started with the Big Red Boots. Now they have a bunch of different ones. They did a big yellow boot that's a collaboration with Crocs.
Do they look like Paddington Bears shoes?
Yeah. So here's what they look like. They're just big red boots.
Wait, you're about to get a live take of me first time witnessing a big red boot. Oh, my God. I totally get it now. I get it. Okay, I get it.
You look like Super Mario.
I get it. Yeah, I bet you jump like Super Mario, too. You get coins every time you lift off.
Woohoo!
Fuck yeah.
God damn it. I don't know how this went down in that direction, but so what was the actual like thing behind that? Like, why was
so
that?
Wait. Are you telling me these are like a best-selling shoe?
Yeah, this is a big shoe that ended up all over TikTok. I think a couple influencers started wearing them, and then kind of put Mischief was already kind of on the map, but really put them to another level. And so now they've done a big collaborations with a bunch of different people and created some actually pretty cool shoes. So they have some cast shoes, so they look like normal shoes, they're normal shoes, but they look like casts for your feet.
I don't like it. Kylie Jenner. I'm just saying.
Wow.
Step your fashion game up.
I mean, wow. What else do you say about it?
Like, so Kylie Jenner.
Nice transition. Well, fucking sons.
Sorry, guys. But I mean, Kylie Jenner.
Zeke, I'm going to start a fashion line that makes gloves that look like Mickey Mouse gloves. How do you feel about it?
I'm not about it. I'm a trendsetter. I'm not a trend follower.
Are we doing
Wiley's going for the pink shots.
Are we
going
to pink Whitney this?
I think we're pink Whitney
We're
shot.
Not sponsored by Barstool, but I will enjoy a pink Whitney now and then.
I will Whitney not. This is the first thing to give me the mouth sweat since high school. Fuck yeah. Those things.
So backstory, Wiley and I came home to a hotel. That sounded weird, but we were at a Vegas trip for a basketball tournament, and there's just a big box of Pink Whitney just waiting for us in our hotel room when we took it home, and now we're just now drinking this, and this was in like July, right?
Yeah, no, I think February is the perfect month to kind of get into.
Yeah, it's not February, pal.
No, we're talking about February.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we are.
No, Big Red Boots, February.
Yeah, we're definitely February. Yeah,
yeah, no.
So I feel like now's the time.
We're talking.
Like, I feel like every 2 months we should take a shot of Pink Whitney.
Sorry, there are three different months going through my head. I see what you mean now. But speaking of February, Kylie Jenner names her kid Air Webster. Did you guys see this? It means Lion of God. I mean, do you fucking get it? I don't even. Why would she name it Air?
Is it cloudy? Is it Air or is it Ire?
I think it's Air.
Oh.
Right?
I don't know. Tell me.
Anybody part of that Jenner clan is just there's a screw loose somewhere. So
who was in the delivery room to get the confirmation of the pronunciation?
But how does Martell Webster feel about this?
Well, he refused to come on the podcast. I don't really give a fuck how he feels about it. So
shots fired.
Yeah, that is my shot fired.
This might be a loaded question, but who's the dad?
Martell Webster.
All right, that answers that.
Yeah, I don't think We're just going to leave it at that, even if it's not. God damn it.
Sources.
I love it.
Oh, my God.
Giant spy balloons, Chinese spy balloons. That was a little crazy. Like, wow. And they shot down a couple, right? Didn't they get shot down into the ocean?
I think there was one that almost got all the way to Denver, if I remember right. It's kind of wild.
To Denver?
Yeah. Like, almost to, like, NORAD, like, middle of the country territory.
So, are there still, like, spy balloons, like, floating around out there, or did we get them all?
I'm sure there are. I mean, it's, you know, I don't know what they're spying on. Like, probably just trying to figure out where the voodoo donuts are. But...
just, like, six-year-old birthday parties, or what?
Yeah. Who knows, man? Well, it's kind of wild.
A little creepy. Angela Bassett in the Ariana DeBose, is that what it is?
Did the thing. I don't know what thing did they do?
Angela Bassett did the thing. It was like a big, like, it's like one of the biggest memes of the year, apparently.
That thing you do, huh?
Yeah, apparently. She sang and it was terrible, and that's all I know. NBA All-Star. I don't know if you guys even watch that anymore. That's kind of something I try to eliminate myself from, but... I know that in the celebrity game, Fat Joe is coaching with Lisa Leslie against the Antetokounmpo brothers.
So lean back.
Just at his Air Force Ones.
Like. When was the last time we were excited for the All-Star game?
What? When Fat Joe was doing the Rockaway?
I mean, it's been a long time since I was like legit excited for the All-Star game. I think it was like early 2000s probably.
It's got to be – I mean, I don't think I've fully watched an NBA All-Star game since, like, Vince Carter is throwing it off the backboard himself.
Yeah, I think the 555 pizza deal was, like, legit the last time I was, like, super pumped for the All-Star game.
And in the celebrity game, too, they used to actually have celebrities and not – like, I don't even know any of these celebrities that played in the game. Like, reading it – I guess Albert Pujols played? I don't even remember that.
Yo, as bad as that man moved on a baseball field last 2, 3, 4 decades of his life, oh, fuck. I can't even imagine how bad that looked on the basketball court. But I bet he sunk so many jumpers.
Do you think his number was 12? Do you think he had a basketball jersey number 12? Or do you think he went with the classic Albert? Was 8? 8?
5. Come on, kid.
Oh, man.
You don't remember when we were prepubescents watching Albert Pujols destroy baseballs?
I absolutely remember that. Speaking of baseballs here, if we're going to go into the depths, Tim McCarver. What do you think about Tim McCarver?
You know,
dead, right?
Yeah.
Definitely... you know, not calling games anymore. We'll put it at that. But well, I had my various gripes that probably a lot of other people agreed with his later calling. Like, you and I watched a fucking 1989 World Series game the other night.
2 nights ago.
With Tim McCarver calling.
Yeah.
And holy shit, was it still bad.
Yeah. Yeah. He lasted a pretty long time being not... too amazing, but he did it for a long time. So,
Ted Lerner also died. Any relation to Glenn Lerner, the heavy hitter?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think that's so. That's too bad. And I've never heard of that wrestler you've got on there.
Oh, I haven't either. The Genius?
The Genius.
Yeah.
No clue. I got nothing.
I know nothing about those names, so we're not going to talk about them, but rest in peace. But we'll move on to March, and Ja Morant flashing guns on Instagram Live. That was kind of the start to all the craziness that led to his suspension. I mean, I didn't think it was a big deal at first, but like the second, third, fourth time, kind of a big deal.
Like, you can't do it. You can do it once and probably get away with it, but then once you start doing it like 3, 4 times, probably not going to get away with it anymore.
Yeah, I mean, going from point guard to shooting guard, huh?
Man.
Too soon?
What, so, like, this was March. Yeah, this is a while ago. Like, what's – like, is he playing? Like, what's going on? I've been so out of the loop with the NBA.
He's back now. They're 3-0 with Ja now.
Was it 24 games?
I think so.
24-game suspension is what he got. And then
shooting the lights out or what?
No pun intended, Chad. But, yes, he has been shooting the lights out.
God damn it. Speaking of March, we're not going to go any further into that. Shout out Ja Morant. Go Grizz.
Put the gun down.
But March Madness, FDU, Fairleigh Dickinson, is a second 16 seed to beat a one seed. They beat Purdue. That was a big story.
Boilermakers, huh?
They beat the Boilermakers. I actually almost picked that. I'm not going to say that I did because I didn't, but I thought about that because Purdue always chokes every year. But Florida Atlantic also made some noise, went to the Final Four,
yep.
And UConn beat San Diego State, one of the – I think people thought it was like one of the most boring championship games of all time. I didn't really enjoy it that much.
I mean, like going farther, the conference realignment with San Diego State just really trying to go to the Pac-12 and be like, yeah, we're a national championship team for basketball. We're great at football. We're going to leave the Mountain West and just totally fuck themselves. And I think this was like the start of all that, but I mean, hell of a run. I don't know how they're doing right now. Are they still like doing halfway decent?
Ever since all the realignment, I haven't really followed it as much, and I'm in my own season coaching, so watching college basketball isn't really on my agenda right now.
Sure.
I don't know. Just after all the changes, I've just kind of lost interest in it. But I know that all the conference changes is kind of a big deal. There's what, no more Pac-10 anymore, and no more.
There's been a Pac-10.
I mean Pac-12. No more Pac-12.
There's
and
Pac-2. There's the Tupac. Yeah.
Yeah, the Tupac.
It's just Oregon State, Washington, and they've signed an agreement to basically just play Mountain West teams for a year.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah, I haven't followed a lot of college basketball, but ever since I watched the movie Twister, I've watched a lot of tornadoes.
Here comes a big one.
And so it happened in March, too. I'm not sure if you guys, you know, follow the weather and tornadoes.
I do, actually. Yeah, you're talking about the big tornado outbreak, right?
Yeah, that killed 26 people in Mississippi and in Alabama.
Yikes.
Oh, yeah, it's violent. In Rolling Fork, right? Was that a city?
Yeah, like killed 16 people and injured 165 others. Have you seen the movie Twister?
I have, yeah.
Would you ever like jump in the back of a pickup truck and try to go like chase one down?
No.
I might.
All right. Deaths in March.
people from the movie Twister?
Like... yeah.
All those people that died in the tornadoes?
I know Philip Seymour Hoffmore. Wait. Philip Seymour Hoffman died like 3 years ago, but rest in peace. But to all those that died in March, Willis Reed, NBA legend, one of my favorite guys. That was a sad one for me. Outside of that, I mean, what's it? Dick Fosbury, the Olympic gold medalist,
Fosbury
right?
Flop, yeah.
Yeah, that was jumper. That was a big one. I'm sure that Leo knows the MLB guy.
You're talking about the most left-handed dude on this list, Joe Pepitone?
Joe Pepitone.
Absolutely.
That's Shade's brightest timeline in the 50s at least.
So when I was playing baseball, my grandpa, who kind of has a Joe Pesci vibe, would always be like, man, you look like a Joe Pepitone. And like, I never really knew exactly what that meant until I had to look up the baseball reference. But I mean, that's an OG hero. He lasted a long time on the planet.
Yeah, and there's a lot more that died in March. I just don't know who they are, but shout out to them. April, what, you got more to say about it, Viley? No?
Nothing for me.
Not the footballer, just Fortin?
Nope.
No? Okay. Yep. Otis Taylor, nothing? All right, got it. All right, April, start off hot. Kid saves a crashing bus. April, kid saves a crashing bus as a female driver passes out. She's a bus driver and she passed out during the drive, the transit, and the kid went and saved the bus.
Crazy headline for April. How old was this kid?
I think he was 7. He was,
holy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, he's young. He's actually like a hero. Like
dude,
he,
yeah.
He saw the driver pass out, went and took the wheel, and, like, parked the bus as she was having, like, a medical issue. Pretty crazy. But, yeah, I think that happened in Michigan. A lot of shit happens in Michigan.
Pretty cool for that kid, though.
Is it?
I think that's a little bit terrifying, right?
Like, that shit's fucking traumatic.
Yeah.
No, he sprang into action.
Yeah. Another thing that happened, a pizza delivery guy in Delaware basically caught a car thief. I don't know if you guys saw that meme, but there's a car thief, famous car thief, going around Delaware, and he was running away. And the pizza guy, who's a former 6'8 lacrosse goalie, said, "Hey, don't hit my car." And he tripped this guy as he was running. And the thief tripped, and the cops caught him, and he still delivered his half pepperoni, half plain pizza freshly.
Did he have pizza in hand while foot extended?
He did, yeah. Wow. So if you look up the video, he trips a dude, and the police get him, and then he delivers a pizza. But he's 6'8". I've never seen a 6'8" pizza delivery guy.
It's called a 2.1 GPA.
I mean, touche to that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Speaking of 2.1 GPAs, Kid Rock shoots up Bud Light cans. Did you guys see that?
No. You didn't see that?
No, yeah. So this was all part of the big, like, Bud Light, like, big whole, like, problem with the trans spokesman. And so Kid Rock's an avid drinker of Bud Light. And so he got pissed at Bud Light for everything that they were doing. And so he decided to go out and shoot up some Bud Light cans.
Dude, this pink Whitney sucks.
It's actually pretty nice.
It's like clearing my sinuses, which is nice, but I was not expecting that.
Yeah, I don't know. I would like. So when this video happened, was it like shot on a bad camera with like ball with the ball playing on the background, or
no? Like he legitimately has it's a lot of fucking cans, right? It's like 18 packs or something, and just pulls out his automatic and just starts fucking shooting all these cans, and they just explode everywhere in his backyard.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good time. But yeah, the only crazy thing is that now towards the end of this year, Kid Rock's come out and he said that he's like, we're over it. We're back to drinking Bud Light.
Is he over the whole supporting of trans thing as well too? Cause like, that seems like a pretty key issue in all of this. Like as far as being back on board with drinking Bud Light.
So I don't think he is in support of it. I think he was upset about it, which, you know, I don't have much to say about it, like about his thoughts. I can't speak for him, but I think he's upset about that, and that's why he shot the Bud Light cans.
Oh.
It's not Joe Dirt. It's Joe Dirte.
Speaking of dirty, Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels scandal got a little dirty.
I thought this was like 2016.
It came back.
What?
Welcome back.
Dude, is Stormy Daniels in her prime worth it?
2016 worth it or like earlier worth it?
Yeah, earlier.
Okay.
Like maybe 2008, like when the housing market crashed and...
Holy shit.
Speaking of this, I don't know if you guys saw, but there was a recent photo in the last day on Twitter of Martha Stewart posting just like a thirst trap.
And, oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, you guys see this? And the quote from somebody was antique load show.
10 out of 10 would.
So
you got to imagine she's been to jail. She's a freak of the sheets for sure.
Yeah. So that's what I got.
Wow. That's your contribution today. Huh? That's, I didn't see that one. That wasn't in the notes. That's impressive. Speaking of impressive, Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. Caitlin Clark took the women's basketball by storm. Just all of her shit talking, just the swagger she had on the court. But then, you know, when Angel Reese talked shit back, everybody had a problem with Angel Reese kind of serving it back to Caitlin Clark, and it was a big controversy. But I didn't mind it at all. I thought it was awesome that you got two female superstar athletes talking shit to each other. I thought it was good for the sport, personally.
Yeah, women's basketball is dope right now.
Yeah,
it's good right now. It's in its best. I think like get them paid. They're like, I don't know. It's just it's in a good spot. It's really entertaining.
I think it brings a lot to the sport. So that a lot of people are talking about it, and then watching kind of everything unfold. Watching a lot of the games, seeing Caitlin Clark, seeing Angel Reese competing, talking a little trash. I think it's awesome for the sport.
Yeah, as a women's basketball coach, I love seeing it. I love the swagger they have, and it just seems so much more fast-paced, and people seem more involved. And there's a certain fluidity to the women's basketball game compared to the men's game right now, and I really like it. But The one thing I was a little bit confused about, Joe Biden invited both teams to the White House after that. I don't know if you saw that. Normally you only invite the champions, but he invited both. That was a little confusing.
I feel like they've done that more and more recently, that they've invited both teams. Like, haven't they done that in some of the other professional sports too?
Yeah, I think it's kind of the participation award type deal. Like, second place, good for you. Third place, you want to come also? Like, why not?
We'll bring you on. Also, a little bit of drama with Angel Reese as well. Have you seen that she's not playing for the team right now?
Is she ineligible or what?
No, she's just been away from the team for the last couple, I think almost a month or so, and she hasn't been playing, and they haven't had any comment, and they haven't said when she's going to be back. So maybe she's at the White House.
Doubt that. J.B. Fox bleeding from his brain, did you see that? Like, that's kind of a big deal. Like, I think he had, like, a big medical scare in – I know that everybody on Twitter and everybody, you know, that we're big Jamie Foxx fans are pretty upset about that, but it seems like he made a good recovery. Seems like he's doing well now, which is good, but it's pretty scary at the time.
So, just me being me, there's a lot of conspiracy theories around that as well, where they said that, like, Jamie Foxx might have been cloned, and...
What? Where are you getting this shit?
Where are you hanging out?
TikTok, yeah, baby. Like TikTok, literally, like, there's all kinds of crazy stuff, like conspiracy theories on there. And there was one where, like, because he apparently had this medical episode, and then all of a sudden he was, like, fine. And there was a lot, like, it sounded kind of critical, but then he was, like, back to being normal and everything was going on. So a lot of people said he was cloned.
I mean, it's called treatment, but, like, what's your conspiracy theory on Drake Bell from Drake and Josh being reported missing? Is there a conspiracy theory on that, or what's your take?
Dude, there's got to be a conspiracy theory. Like, Drake Bell and from Drake and Josh, like, where did he go? Who's he with?
Probably with Josh. I don't know.
He's definitely not. But I don't know.
So you don't know. What about Don Lemon and Tucker Carlson being fired on the same day? Is there a conspiracy theory on that also, or...
There might be. I don't.
You just don't know.
I don't know about that one. Gotcha. That wasn't on TikTok.
Well, I think, I don't know if Tucker was fired on the, like, yeah, I mean, so Don Lemon got actually fired. And then I think because they, like, his rating sucked. And I mean, Tucker is one of the most popular people. And I think he just said some shit and basically told Fox News to fuck off. And it was just sort of this, like, thing where he wanted to go do his own thing versus, like, Don Lemon just, like, phasing out. And it was just sort of this, like, idea of, like, the death of old media is kind of what happened there. This is one of the things I actually, like, paid attention to, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, it's funny the things we pick up from the year in review, huh?
Yeah.
Finally, you just looked like you wanted to say something.
Well, like, speaking of Don Lemon being phased out and dying, Jerry Springer died.
I think that's Jack Whoa. Lemon you're thinking about.
Huh?
Don Lemon didn't die.
Oh. His career died. So in memory of his career, Jerry Springer died this month, and that was, like, a big one for me.
Will you slow down? He didn't die this month.
Yeah, he did.
In April?
Yeah.
No, that's August, right?
No. Jerry Springer definitely died.
In April?
Yeah.
I don't think he did.
Did he really?
Yeah, Jerry Springer died in April. Do you want to look it up and just check it out?
Media.com. Man, but antique load joke.
Oh, yeah, no, he did. You're right. Yeah, Jerry Springer did die. That was a big one.
Was he not, like, a staple of your childhood?
No, he was. After school, I'd watch the Jerry Springer show. And, yeah. What was the other one?
Like, I wasn't doing homework. I was Jerry.
And Montel Williams. Jerry. I think Montel Williams came on right after, but Jerry was definitely.
Nobody watched Montel Williams except for Kamala Harris. They dated.
Did they?
Yeah, Montel Williams and Kamala Harris dated.
What the?
How did you not know this?
No way.
Yeah.
I don't watch TMZ.
No. So Kamala Harris and Montel Williams dated. But Montel Williams, was he like famous for being a talk show host?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, well, great guy.
Yeah, no, he did a lot of great things. And Ralph Boston also died. Mike Shannon, I know Leo knows him. Dick Grote, I know you know him, Leo. And then Bushwhacker Butch, you know him, Chad, the wrestler?
I don't know.
What? You're a big wrestling guy.
Yeah, not big enough.
Len Goodman, Harry Belafonte, yeah, a lot of...
Whoa. You can't just breeze on by Harry Belafonte.
Okay, we'll expand.
the banana song? Come on, tally my banana.
Can he sing it?
No, but I'll cheers you to Harry Belafonte. If
I'll,
you all
I'll cheers to that. Cheers. Pour it out for Harry
Belafonte.
Ice myself.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. May, writers union on strike. Them and actors, that was a big deal. My cousin works in Hollywood, and I know that she was out of a job for a few months. So, big deal.
Yeah, I got a buddy who works for CAA, the talent agency down there, and I know it was a pretty big deal for them not being able to have a lot of work and not having any actors.
So did they, like, win? Like, what happened here? Did anybody...
They're back in action. I don't know if anybody won
necessarily. Did they get, like, health insurance or what? Like,
I think they got what they wanted, and then just took, like, 6 months.
Just got some screen time, and then... Yeah, then Winning Time ended because of it, so that was a bummer. That was a great show.
Great show. Shout out to Winning Time.
Good show.
Shout out Tiger Woods. Did you see that he kicked his ex-girlfriend out of his mansion? And, like, there's, like, this big thing that she, like, said that he locked her out and shit.
Ex-wife or ex-girlfriend? Or
Ex-girlfriend is what I have.
Tiger Woods has been, like, just a cluster of different things that have happened over the years. And I think I'm glad that Charlie's doing really well. With his golf, and he's kind of being a mentor to Charlie because he needs to get his personal life together.
Well, you heard it from Miley. Little Mermaid with Haley Bailey. Is it Haley or Hallie? Because when I saw this, I thought it was Halle Berry. I'm like, there's no way she's the fucking Little Mermaid, but it's Haley Berry, I think. But I know there's a lot of girls coming out being like, I want to be the Little Mermaid after that movie.
Are you suggesting that they want to have fish tails for feet?
Nope. Geologists say that New York might be sinking. I don't know if you guys saw that, but New York is apparently sinking. That's kind of a big deal.
At a rapid rate?
No, I guess it's supposed to – it's like 8 inches every like 3 years or something. So I think by like 2050, they said it'd be like 30 inches underwater or something.
Can I ask you a serious question?
Yeah.
What does 8 inches look like?
Want me to pull down, like, Chade's pants, or?
All right. Well, New York's thinking about the size of Chade's dick.
At first, I just thought they were talking about the Knicks. Shout out, Eric, because the Knicks are definitely sinking after the RJ Barrett trade.
Definitely sinking.
Yeah. Shout out, Eric. It's not the same without you.
Well, more than 8 inches, though.
Who, Eric?
No, the Knicks.
Oh. Okay. So there's something I want to talk about. So you guys ever been to Burnsville, Minnesota?
Frequent that place.
Dude, I don't even know where Burnsville, Minnesota is.
It's in Burnsville. It's you No?
Nope.
Yeah,
never been there.
Yeah, it's in Burnsville, and there was a lady in her car, and apparently there's an airplane that like just had poop falling from it, and it like splattered all over her car. So she's sitting in her car, and all this shit just hit her windshield, and I guess it came from an airplane.
So it doesn't freeze.
I mean, or did it put a bunch of holes in her windshield?
I don't know. It just splattered. That's just the video that I saw. It's on YouTube.
Because if I've learned anything from Joe Dirt is that it freezes in midair, and then they call them Bowen bombs.
Yep. In May, though?
Maybe.
Yeah, not in May, apparently, because I guess you could smell it, and it's a big story. If you Google it, if you Google the Burnsville shit rain, you'll see it.
So she, like, literally got shit on.
Yeah, her car did anyway. Other in Burnsville, Fetty Rap,
Fetty Wap?
Fetty Wap. Fetty Wap sentenced to 6 years in prison.
For what?
Google it.
Show notes.
You know what? I'm not going to Google that. Shout out Fetty Wap. You know, great artist. But I don't know why you're in jail. Hopefully you get out soon.
Best of luck.
Speaking of getting out soon, Brittany Griner...
Yeah.
During this time, returns to court.
To the court. Basketball court, not not court.
Yeah, but like she was in court for her drug possession charge.
Yeah,
correct?
Now she's on the court for basketball.
And so what did that look like?
It looked like her dunking on bitches.
Oh, but like, what about in the courtroom? Was she still dunking on bitches?
No, she's getting sentences. I don't know. But no, she's back on the court playing basketball. Good to see. That was a bad situation for her. Glad
you think.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't get much worse, right?
Yeah. Fucking gulag ain't fun.
You got into the gulag for getting baked? That's about as bum rap as it gets.
I don't even think she was baked. I just think she had some shit in her suitcase. I think that's kind of how it went. But, you know, she probably knows.
So, wait. She had to go to the gulag completely sober, not baked once. So, what? Whoa. Not even a little bit?
I don't know. You'll have to ask her about it. I don't really know.
That's even worse.
King Charles got crowned.
Was he baked?
He probably was, but you guys saw that, right? Now he's the king.
Wow. My dog, yeah. Chuck E. Cheese.
I mean, obviously, because he's King Charles, but now he's king, so that's pretty cool.
Good for him.
You guys know what the girl dinner meme is? I know you do, Wiley. You definitely know about it.
I don't really know about this, but the only thing that comes to mind is where they put ice on a plate, and then they act like they eat it because it's like a girl dinner. I don't know. Well, they don't eat anything? No?
I'll just take your word for it. But the deaths of that month, so deaths of May, you got Jim Brown, NFL legend, and then superstar Billy Graham, WWE. I know Chade's a big fan. He had posters all over his wall. Denny Crum, NCAA, basketball legend. Joe Kapp, NFL, Vida Blue.
Vida Blue. We got some stories about Vida Blue.
That one hits different. That one's personal.
We're going to pause on Vida Blue because a couple things is Leo and I used to go to these high school summer camps, and Vida Blue was there, and Vida Blue was dope. And Vida Blue must have really loved the city that we're all in, but then Zach had this hilarious running at a celebrity golf tournament with Vida Blue. I'm just going to let him tell the story.
Probably my favorite moments ever with you.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, it was both you guys.
Yeah, we were there.
Yeah, I'm not going to call out names. I have a friend named Tony, and he definitely, you know, has a, what would you call it? Just a little bit socially inappropriate at times. Our buddy Tony, like, you know, he's socially a great guy and socially sometimes speaks out of place at times. And Vida Blue is at the celebrity golf tournament. It's him and Artis Gilmore. And Artis Gilmore had like 12-foot long, you know, golf clubs because he's 7-foot whatever. And Vida Blue's coming up. And Tony goes up to him. He says, "Oh, my God, Too Tall Jones. I would love to have your autograph." He said, "I'm not Too Tall Jones. I'm Vida Blue." And they got like a little bit of an argument about that. And then a couple holes later, Tony goes up to Vida Blue on his backswing. He kind of creeps up behind him on his backswing. He's like, "Hey, can I have your autograph?" Like in his ear as he's swinging. And he just slices this golf ball hella hard. Hits like the side of a house. And he just turns to Tony. He's like, "Oh, my God." He's like, "You scared me. Have you ever been shot?" And he's like, "That's what it feels like when you get hit with a golf ball." And Tony's like, "I've never been shot, but it seems like you have." And, you know, Vida Blue didn't really care for that response very much. And it was just a very awkward situation, and they removed Tony from the celebrity golf tournament. We had to leave. So Vida Blue wasn't a big fan of us, but rest in peace, Vida Blue. Great guy.
Can I ask a question about this real quick that I previously hadn't really considered? I mean, our good friend Tony walked up to Vida Blue and asked him if he was Too Tall Jones. I was not there. I was not present for this. I've heard this story on many occasions, but holy hell, I remember Vida Blue as not being all that tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just
like 5'11".
I just looked up what he was listed at, and he was listed at 6 foot.
Yeah.
And and just the thought of our good friend Tony walking up and asking Vida Blue if he was Too Tall Jones.
Yeah, it's just not even close. That's what was so embarrassing about it. And that was the same day where Wiley met George Gervin and called him Banana Hands.
Banana Hands. George Gervin. Love him.
And then it was 2 months later at my college basketball practice where George Gervin showed up to my basketball practice, looked me in the eye, and he's like, "I know you from somewhere." I'm like, "No, you don't. Just don't worry about it."
Memorable moment.
Yeah, Iceman. Love the Iceman. But Tina Turner also died that month. Big loss. And, yeah, I mean, what's love, you know?
Yeah, rolling on the river, huh?
Yeah, and rolling on into June. And, you know, Bill Murray dating Kelis, milkshake song lady. Her milkshake's better than yours.
It's Kelis. But close enough.
Wait, is this a real thing?
Yeah. Yeah, so Bill Murray in Damn. June. So
good for Bill Murray.
So June starts off with Bill Murray dating Kelis.
Did Nas write a diss track?
I hope so.
Bill Murray?
I fucking hope so, but hopefully he's not lactose intolerant, huh?
Fun fact, that's like a 32-year age difference. She was like 40-something and he was 70.
Well, that could be you one day, pal. And then due to smoke from the wildfires in Canada, New York City, the United States, is declared to have one of the worst air quality in the world. That's I remember that.
Air quality is no joke.
No, but I remember the pictures of it, and it was basically a big smoke cloud. And I go to New York City every year, so that's definitely – I actually was going to go to New York, and then that happened, and I didn't go to New York because it's so smoky, you know?
Wait. It was that smoky in New York, and you didn't go, but you didn't move out of Reno, and it was that smoky for, like, 3 years in a row.
I'm not going to fucking move.
Move, asshole,
I'm not going to go on vacation to a smoky area. Like, who does that? Whatever. only you can prevent New York fires. But the Titanic people died. Did you guys see that where they like went and submarine down to like check out the Titanic?
Oh, yeah.
The remains.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what was it? It like exploded or something? That was really sad.
Oh, is this Ocean Gate?
Ocean Gate.
Is this Ocean Gate?
Wiley, narrate Ocean Gate for us.
So Ocean Gate was this guy who just decides to make his own submersible submarine. Cuts all of these corners. The actual gear stick to like move the propellers was a PlayStation game controller. Wait, so yeah. So this is like true story. You can look this up. He gets a PlayStation game controller to control the propellers to move the actual submarine and cut so many corners that, I mean, rest in peace to those guys, but it was kind of a disaster already in the making.
Yeah, pretty wild. This is one of the bigger stories of the year, which is quite hilarious. I feel like everybody was talking about Ocean Gate and just all of this. Yeah, it was a big deal.
But I think a lot of it, like just BB and me again, like conspiracy theories. But I think that because a lot of people were like, why didn't they, like they have the technology, they're able to go and find them. Why didn't they find them earlier? And so there was a lot of like, well, they should already have known where they're at. But then when you get to that depth, the it'll actually implode, because the pressure is so strong that it'll just, it'll crush the entire submarine and then it'll implode into small little pieces and bits. So yeah, a little crazy.
No, it is. And I saw the really messed up meme where they said, like, at least we found out that Titanic's pool is still filled. There's, like, a lot of really bad memes out of that that, like, was, like, way too soon and not very funny. But
too soon for sure.
Yeah, but, you know, since we talk about memes on the show, I thought I'd mention it. So shout out memes. But Nuggets, Denver Nuggets win an NBA title. Jokic pretty much dominated the whole thing. I mean, I know Chade is a big Nuggets fan, so I'm sure you're happy to see that.
Yeah, I mean, this team was amazing during the COVID, the bubble, and they were finally all healthy. And I think you got to see just like how good this team was, and they just shit on everyone the whole set of playoffs. It was awesome.
Yeah. And I think the best thing about that was just Jokic partying after in Vegas, just fucking dancing with everybody. Like, he was just having the time of his life.
I feel like Jokic doesn't even care about basketball. He just cares about his horses and partying. Like,
I love him because I think you just have so much of this like Mamba mindset thing where you gotta just eat, sleep, basketball, and he just, I mean, it's not, I don't want to say he doesn't give a shit, but he's,
he just goes out and plays.
He's got a nice work-life balance.
Oh yeah,
for a Mount Rushmore of NBA guy.
Yeah, and he's one that came out and said like being famous is actually very lonely. Like, I don't want to be famous, and I kind of respect that. I just like that he's just like a typical dude. He's just like somebody that you can literally relate to, not just one of these like people that you look at and you're like, holy shit, like you're immortal, you know. But Victor Wembanyama, number one pick, we haven't really seen a prospect like him. He's definitely, you know, lived up to expectations to some degree. He's got a lot to learn still, but I mean, to be 7'4", have that skill set, something that we've never seen. He's definitely a unicorn.
I didn't think this was going to pan out. I had a lot of concerns about him coming like that tall, kind of a little bit on the skinny side, and just seeing a lot of big men getting hurt early in their careers and then just being done for, like a Greg Oden kind of vibe. But he's done really well. Really surprised at his ability to kind of bounce back from injuries and hasn't got injured yet.
What happened with his security guard slapping the shit out of Brittany or something?
Oh, shit. I forgot about that.
that feels
dude,
like
that's
more...
a 2023 moment for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot all about that. I don't even know what happened. I just know that Britney Spears is really upset about it, and I don't even know if he apologized for it.
I think it was Summer League because Thomas and Mack Center was wild at that time. Way more than like when we saw Chet, and we were like, Chet Holmgren sucked.
Oh, yeah. And they're like pretty much the same dude.
Yeah. But I feel like the security was wild this year for Wemby around, and I think she tried to – do the classic mistake of trying to come from the back to say hi, and
so she actually tapped him on the back.
Tapped him on the back, and I yeah. think like he's got a bunch of security, and one of the security guards was got a little aggressive with Britney.
But you gotta understand, like Wembanyama has no idea who Britney Spears is,
which is like a wild thing to think about.
Yeah, that's definitely
like wild. We all know who Britney Spears is because "Hit Me, Baby, One More Time."
Whoa.
That's why?
Yeah. That was a great song. Or, like, Toxic? I don't know.
Austin Powers?
Yeah, Austin. Twins, Basil, man. Twins.
I mean, I think, speaking of random stuff, I'm pretty sure that she released a memoir, because I know a lot of ladies in wine-drinking book clubs that are reading the Britney Spears memoir right now. This is really outside of our league, is four dudes here drinking... Shout out Pink Whitney's, but
dude, I definitely joined the Free Britney movement for sure.
Did you? Are you a part of a book club that read the memoir?
No, but I was a part of a Facebook group called Free Britney.
What would you guys do? What was your platform?
We just talked about like because Britney was part of that conservatorship, and so we wanted to free Britney from that conservatorship.
Oh,
so
okay.
We talked about freeing Britney. freeing Britney.
Nice. Way to use your platform.
You know, speaking of platforms, I don't know if you guys are all on Twitter, but the Mariah Mills and Zion Williamson situation was pretty intense. Did you see all about that?
Zion Williamson is an absolute freak.
on the court or in the sheets?
Dude, in the sheets. That guy will absolutely, like, lay pipe no matter the day, time, hour. Does not matter.
How do we know this? What happened?
Because Zion Williamson, so, right? I don't know if you know what the drama is currently right now.
I only know that he blew a shoe out at Duke.
At Duke? Okay.
He blew more shit out, trust me.
What chaos? What happened?
So Mariah Mills goes on Twitter, and Zion Williamson has a girlfriend.
You do know who Mariah Mills is, right?
No.
She's a porn star.
She's a porn star.
So I shouldn't
Google
this.
Oh, I shouldn't Google this right now.
Yeah, but don't Google that. Don't Google that.
But she's been sleeping with Zion Williamson for like a while. And then Zion Williamson has a straight up like girlfriend, like everything's good. I think he has a daughter with her. Or that was the controversy is Zion was having a daughter with his girlfriend, and Mariah Mills is like, "You've been sleeping with me the entire time." So, and then not only did she come out, but there was two other girls, porn stars as well, that came out. Were like, "I've been sleeping with Zion Williamson as well."
Wiley knows a lot about this, and
Twitter, baby. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot going on. I really follow the Zion Williamson. Zion Williamson's been one of my favorites since like high school. So watching him come out, playing there and coming out of South Carolina, super cool. But yeah, like seeing him and that Mariah Mills drama like unfold was crazy.
Yeah, and she almost got him traded. She tried getting him traded and shit. She's tweeting like, "You better Pelicans, you better trade him, or I'm gonna come out with the sex tapes, all this stuff."
Oh, she was definitely trying to blackmail him for sure.
No, but she was literally tweeting out like, "You better trade him, or else I'm gonna release the tapes," and they're fucking freaky.
So
like,
she like a
that.
Pelicans fan? Like, I don't know. Why does she want him to get traded? Is she like want him out of New Orleans? Like, What's her agenda in this?
She's Brandon Ingram's is the truth. Yeah. Build around Brandon.
Yeah, like bring back AD. Like, why is she thinking about the team?
I don't know what the motive was. All I know is that she was trying to get him traded, and it was pretty wild.
But you saw the DMs, right? Like, you saw the DMs from Mariah Mills, and then there was other, like, girls in college that were sharing their DMs of, like, Zion was like, hey, like, what are you doing tonight? And she's like, oh, I'm going to bed. And he's like, where's my invite?
Yeah. Well, you know, so.
Absolute freak in the sheets.
MySpace represent.
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
Hey, speaking of MySpace, do you guys know how to delete one? I think I still got one floating around. This is a serious question.
You're going to have to hit up Tom, pal.
Leo just pulled open his MySpace from like 2006, and he's like, shit, I still got the top eight that I don't even talk
to
anymore.
I still got Wonderwall on my page.
Man. I still have Pokey Reese turning a double play as my background.
Oh my God.
Dude, I had Pokey Reese as my background, and I had fucking Wonderwall as my song.
Pokey
Reese
freaking the sheets. Oh,
yeah. Well, Barbenheimer means that basically is a thing because Barbie and Oppenheimer released on the same day. I don't know if you guys saw any of those movies. I didn't see either of those.
I saw both of them.
Yeah.
Man, I bootlegged Oppenheimer. That shit was depressing.
Oppenheimer's a great, I felt like it was a great movie.
It was a great flick, but that shit was depressing.
It was very depressing. And it was very long and very drawn out.
Nolan movie, right?
And that shit was depressing.
Was depressing.
You know what else is depressing? McDonald's. I just get depressed every single time I see people at McDonald's. And is it Grimace? Is that the name of the big purple dude? Did you guys have any of the Grimace shakes? Like, did you guys see any of the memes or anything like that?
No.
Yeah, so we were talking about this with some of the kids. The Grimace shake was like a huge thing on TikTok because it's a purple milkshake from McDonald's.
What flavor is purple?
Grape.
So it's a berry-flavored McFlurry shake from McDonald's, but it was this huge, big TikTok trend where they talked about the Grimace shake.
So it's not heroin-flavored?
No.
Okay. I'm out.
No, it's fucking McDonald's. It's just not. But anyways, Vegas Golden Knights win the Stanley Cup. You're a Vegas boy, Jade.
One thing you don't have on here that I'm going to rant about for a hot minute is – So, if you ever spent any time in Vegas outside of the Strip, the Golden Knights are huge. Huge. They are the city's team. Them and the Aces, both Stanley Cup and World Champions. So, Golden Knights got a Stanley Cup. The Aces have two. I personally don't think that the Raiders are really a Vegas team. I think they're a global brand. We're talking May and June. And this was the time that the A's started their relocation process and leaving Oakland. And, fuck the A's. And I'm a huge A's fan, but, no one wants the A's in Vegas.
No one.
This is the stupidest thing ever. If you're going to do it, keep the A's brand in Oakland and, rebrand and, start fresh in Vegas because, Vegas is a sports town, and I think that they would support a Major League Baseball team, but, the A's is just such a broken and sad brand, which is so disappointing. But May and June was a big thing in the state of Nevada with this going on. And I just really disappointed to see what's going to happen here for the next bit of time with where the hell are the A's even going to play until they're able to build a stadium. Then the relocation committee just agreed to it. But it was funny with the Golden Knights winning and then at the same time, nobody in the state of Nevada wanting the Oakland A's.
The only thing I got out of that is I'm really glad that Dick Pill Frank Thomas is still alive and that good to go. And the other Frank Thomas is the one that went.
Shout out Doug.
He's selling dick pills in the Field of Dreams.
But are they dick pills or is it a testosterone booster?
It's the same thing.
I don't know. You tell me, Chade.
It's the same thing. But good
the doctor.
Him. All I know is every time I see that commercial of him at that Lifetime Fitness, hey, I'm doing really good. Everything in bed's great. I just smile every time. But the deaths of June, Ryan Mallett, NFL, Bob Brown, NFL, Homer Jones, Jim Turner, The Iron Sheik wrestling. I know that was a big one for you, Chad. You had posters all over of him in your wall. And then, yeah.
Did you call him the Iron Sheik? Yeah. What? The Iron Sheik? Like,
that's
what?
Sorry.
Sheik?
Sorry. I go to Kiva Juice too much. Oh. Too much Jamba Juice. But yeah, and then Roger Craig. Dianne Feinstein. Bobby Osborne, you know. Big losses.
Bay Area legend Roger Craig.
That's right. Yeah, that's not James Bond. Yeah, for a second I thought it was a James Bond. Then I realized it was the MLB guy. But shout out him. July. Twitter is now X. Bluebird goes to the X logo. I know that was a big deal. Everybody's really pissed off about losing the Bluebird, but who cares? It's
Chelsea Elon Musk. I'm glad he bought it, took it over, created his own platform. I mean, one that was already there, but yeah.
I know Craig is, you know.
I mean, if you asked him, Leo, he created his own platform, but he definitely just, you know, uses the existing infrastructure and made it his own.
So anybody who listens to the show over the last 5 years knows Craig very well, and Craig is a big Elon Musk hater, and Craig would just go off on this because he's so pissed off about all of his rockets exploding and shit like that. So I would be very curious to see what Craig thinks about this.
Random nerd drop. Walter Isaacson also, I think in 2023, released the Elon Musk book, and it is quite fantastic, like the Steve Jobs book for any of you long-form biography readers. It's about 800 pages. Fantastic book. Really getting
into read
the psychology of Elon Musk and talking a lot about the Twitter acquisition and things like that. So I would recommend that as well.
Somebody should write a book about Zion Williamson.
What a reading level is that?
this many fingers.
I'll have to look up how many accelerated reading points you can get from
seventh grade.
Carly Russell. Abduction hoax? You guys know anything about that? She is basically a big hoax. She said that she got like kidnapped and she didn't. Did you guys remember that at all? Or am I the only one?
No, tell us more.
She faked her kidnapping and got caught and it was a hoax.
Yeah, she was gone for like 50 hours though.
Yeah, it wasn't very long.
So it was a short term, but like it kind of went viral.
I feel like we've all done that. That's just before social media was out. Like when I was 8 years old, I ran away like 6 times and I never went viral.
Easy, Kirk. Wait, Tony Bennett died?
Not the Virginia guy, different Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett.
Why? Yeah. I left my heart in San Francisco.
Yes. Yeah, that Tony Bennett. Not the Virginia coach. He's alive and well and still coaching and running line drills.
No, I don't care about him. I care about leaving your heart in San Francisco. Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify, since this is technically a basketball podcast, that's not Tony Bennett, the Virginia coach.
Man, I'm bummed. That's a tough one.
Yeah, it is tough. Shout out Virginia. I don't know who this new Willy Wonka guy is, but apparently it was a big meme of this new Willy Wonka guy. Timothy, was it Chalamet? But there's a lot of Willy Wonka memes out there. And they're still going out there.
There's only one James Bond, and there's only one Willy Wonka, and
there's like four James
Bonds.
No,
there's only Eugene Wilder.
There's
going to
be a black James Bond.
And there's only Sean Connery. We will fight this tonight. Sean Connery is the only James Bond, and Eugene Wilder is the only Willy Wonka. I will fight somebody on this.
Do you want to like look it up?
No. I'm just making a statement.
But
you're taking a position on all of the other pretender Wonkas and Bonzas, respectively?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
But what about GoldenEye 007? Like, Sean Connery's not in that one, is he?
You're talking about Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, Pierce. Yeah.
What a great head of hair.
Yeah, no, great head of
hair. Great
chest
hair.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't think Sean Connery had chest hair?
Sean Connery had a great chest of hair, too.
What the fuck's the problem? He's better in The Rock than he was James Bond.
He was better in The Rock.
He might have been better in Dragonheart.
But you have to be at both.
We'll agree.
You have to be good at both. He's still James Bond. He's the only James Bond. Anyways, but what's
this about Roger Moore?
We got to get back to... No. We got to get back to... Wiley, you're a meme guy. What's this meme?
So the meme is... Timothy Chalamet.
Talk to our meme correspondent.
Looking exactly like Gonzo from Sesame Street, where he stole his entire fit, for sure.
Hence so, my point.
Like Leo, you're looking at this right now.
Yeah.
I'll agree with you on totally. Gene Wilder. Totally. I don't know if I can agree with you on James Bond. Like Sean Connery's the classic James Bond, but like there's just too many other James Bond movies out there. Like we're gonna have a black James Bond. Like Michael B. Jordan will be the next fucking James
Bond. Is that really?
That's kind of cool. I don't know if it's gonna be him, but there's gonna be a black James Bond. Huh. There's a black Little Mermaid. Why wouldn't there be a black James Bond?
Marcus Jordan.
Wait, is it?
Marcus Jordan. Pippin ain't easy.
God, I hope that makes it into a movie.
Oh my God.
So moving forward, I thought that Bronny James got arrested, but it was a cardiac arrest.
Well, slow down, Turbo. We gotta talk about the deaths in July, right? Like he didn't die in July. Like goddamn. But if we're like we'll talk about deaths and then survive deaths. But for the deaths, shout out Nikki McCray-Penson, WNBA, Adrian Street, Exotic. I know you're a big fan, Chade. You had posters of him all over your wall.
He had a good career at Houston Street.
And then who's that? Is it Johnny Lujack? Lejack? Who the fuck's him?
Who the fuck's him?
Him?
No idea. Notre Dame football?
I don't know who's Johnny
for Sinead O'Connor, but nothing compares to you. And anybody who can hijack a song from Prince fucking did something.
But yeah. Richard Roundtree, Shaft, John Shaft, that's a big loss. Yeah, I thought that said Sinbad, but Sinead O'Connor. So,
Sinead.
Yeah, Sinead. Yeah, is it Sinead?
Yeah, Sinead O'Connor.
Nothing compares
big,
to
big
you.
Fan, huh?
Yeah, nothing compares to you.
Purple Rain, right?
She's one of the very few people who took a Prince song and somehow made it better.
And then Tony Bennett, you did jump ahead, huh? Yeah, you really did. Yeah.
No.
Virginia coach, alive and well. August, though, going on to August, did you guys see that Boston security guard going down the slide? You got to fucking watch that meme right now.
Google.
He comes down hot down like.
Oh, I think I saw that.
Fucking playground slide.
Does he take out a kid at the end?
No, but they did a bunch of memes of him like going through bowling pins and shit. But like he goes down this slide and just fucking eats it hella hard. But it's like the funniest meme. You have to look it up.
Video.
We're not moving on until you all look it up.
Okay, wait. We're going to hit a hard pause on
this. Dude, the first thing I look up, it says Boston security guard catapults.
Down giant
playground?
Dude. Catapults and tumbles.
No. Oh,
yo! It was so good.
My man came in so high.
Yeah, hold on. Dude.
Did his gun fall out?
Yes, it did. Holy shit. Watch
it. He had a head injury and a banged up leg.
Wait.
That's how you knew that slide was good.
Yeah.
What happened?
Watch this shit.
That slide was good.
Oh.
Yeah.
So much for that break, huh?
Fuck. Yeah. Did you see if that little sidewall wasn't there, he would have sailed straight out the other side.
Yeah, that's
he would have just gone fucking tumbling.
That's 100% the favorite meme of the year for me, right there.
Yo.
That's a good one. That's a good one for sure.
100%. Anyways, I love the Boston meme. You can turn that shit off.
Turning it off now.
Yeah, so one of my favorites. And then, I guess, August 11th, hip-hop turned 50 years old. That's crazy.
Where did hip-hop get for
Was there an official 50. Date on the birthday? Because, like, I remember getting the whole, like, Spotify was telling me that hip-hop was turning 50, and I just really wanted to know what its birthday was.
It was August
11th. Celebrate. Oh, it was August 11th?
Like, yeah, they turned 50 on August 11th.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, big fan of hip-hop. I don't ever think about it being 50 years old.
No,
it's like
I mean,
pretty close to like AARP shit, you know?
And I will say, for me personally, greatest genre in the world. I mean, I can slap backboards that shit all day. Shout out hip-hop. Happy birthday.
I can swipe at nets all day to that shit.
Did you guys see the folding?
Zion Williamson is fucking that shit all day.
All right, no more Zion. God damn it. Did you see the folding chair memes, by the way? Are you guys familiar with that at all? There's like that fucking riverboat scandal where those dudes are just beating the shit out of each other, folding chairs.
Also need to live Google?
I think you do, because there's like this big like.
Seeing this last reaction.
What are the keywords? Riverboat, folding chair.
Yeah, no, and you're just gonna see a bunch
of. Is this where they like got in an argument and the guy like folds up the chair and start they like start fighting each other?
on the boat.
Yeah.
So that was a thing. That was a big thing.
Show me something.
Did you see where somebody got a chair tattooed on their arm? And
because
it said, yeah, and it said, because like it was in Alabama. Yeah. And it was like, said Alabama above it, and then had the date on the bottom.
This was like a big, yeah.
One of these will show me this video, right?
Yeah, this was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that still shot looks fucked up.
No, it's great. Like, I think one dude, like, falls in the water after. Like, yeah, no, it's pretty wild. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Like, what else do you say about that?
Oh, no. Oh, that guy got thumbs in the eye.
Yeah.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah, totally. Oh, that guy got punched in the head, too. That guy's having a bad day.
Yeah, real bad day.
Oh, no. Oh, no. This is going poorly.
Oh, full WWE.
Wow. Oh, yo.
Yeah, he got smacked in the face with a chair.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Didn't even have the blood pack.
No.
Oh, the lady got smacked too.
Yeah, they all get smacked. Then they like fall in the water.
This is just out here smacking fools.
Yeah, no, it's a wild one. Yeah, look up the riverboat folding chair.
That dude just ran around like, hey, everybody with a folding chair, huh?
Yeah.
And nobody fucking stopped him until later?
No, it's awesome.
He hit like four people with a folding chair.
It's like Mouse at the Palace. You can watch that like over and over again. It really is. That's how they like describe it. It's like WWE.
Yeah, that's
that was madness.
Speaking of madness, though, the Blind Side movie scandal.
Ooh,
you guys heard
about
that?
What happened?
Man.
So the family, I guess, made millions off of Michael Orr's story, and he didn't like make. I don't think anything off it, right? He didn't make a dime off the movie, but the family did.
That's tough.
And so he went to like sue the family or whatever. So. They're not in good cahoots right now.
So Daniel Tosh had a joke about this, like the second the Blind Side movie came out, about like adopting like a poor, like impoverished athlete from like a marginalized area, and like made a joke about it that was real controversial right when the movie came out. And like turns out he was probably spot on.
Pretty right.
Which is pretty messed up.
Shout out Sandra Bullock, though. She still looks good in that movie, personally.
Yeah, right. She still looks great.
Yeah, it all came out that like the whole thing behind the Michael Orr story is pretty exploitative.
And Sandra Bullock was the instrument of our reveal of his exploitation.
Yeah, definitely.
That's tough.
Another antique load show.
God damn it. Yeah, definitely makes the heart pound, which leads into the Bronny James cardiac arrest, which, you know, you've been dying to talk about since you brought it up like 2 months ago. So you can definitely talk about it now if you want.
I mean, I thought that he got like arrested, and then I saw cardiac arrest and saw dead. So is he out of heart condition? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, so he had a heart condition, and he had to be sidelined for like what, a month or two.
But I don't think he had a heart condition. I think that he was practicing.
Is this another conspiracy theory?
No, because they talked about that where like he was healthy, he was fine, he went into practice. And then he suffered a cardiac incident is what they talked about.
There's different like.
So he he had a cardiac incident. They were concerned for his health and what was going on. He collapsed. And then that was the big thing about that. But I'm glad that he's doing well. And I'm excited to see Bronny James at USC for sure.
Yeah, man. It's like love and basketball all over again. Just lower shooting percentage. But Lil Tay, death hoax.
Yoga's flexor in a century.
What?
Lil Tay? You guys know Lil Tay, don't you? youngest flexor in a century?
You seem so excited to talk about this, I'm just going to let you go.
All right. So you guys know about Lil Tay. So Lil Tay was a like 7-8-year-old girl that started posting on like on Instagram, TikTok, like Twitter as the youngest flexer in a century. So this is like at the height. Like, no, just she would just like throw money out there. And she was she said she was the youngest flexer in a century. So then there was a big thing where she just kind of disappeared because her parents had like some kind of like custody agreement. Her dad didn't want her on the internet. Her mom did. And so she just kind of disappeared. And now she's back.
She's back.
All right.
Glad she's back.
Of those things I wish I like knew more about because it sounds like very entertaining. I'm just,
you should, if you don't know, you should go online and Google it. Little Tay, youngest flexer in a century.
I know this is a hard one for you, Wiley, so I'm just going to let you talk about it. But Lahaina went through the wildfires, which is a big deal. I've been to Lahaina many times. It's one of my favorite cities, and that was definitely a hard one for me. But I know you've been to Maui a lot more than I have, so I'm going to let you talk about it.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Lots of devastation to Lahaina. The entire Lahaina town is gone. This is a big one that I was following for a little while because I have a lot of friends that live in Lahaina, live up Kihei area, live upcountry Maui. So I just hope that the biggest part of what happened from this one is that I hope that the locals get what they want out of Lahaina. I hope that a lot of companies and people don't find this as a way to cash in and steal a lot of the locals' land. But this was a lot of devastation that happened to the county of Maui, and I'm hoping that they're on the road to recovery for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. One of my favorite cities I've ever been to. Super devastating. Hope they're able to rebuild the city the way that they want to, and obviously it'll never be the same, but hopefully they can get to a point where they're satisfied with it. But Hurricane Hillary is a Category 4 Pacific hurricane, and it's kind of a big deal because we haven't seen a hurricane like that in 84 years in California. Chad, I'm just going to let you talk about Hurricane Hillary.
It's wild. I mean, you know, you don't think a lot on the West Coast about having hurricanes. I know in Vegas, didn't really get as much as you'd think, but it was kind of wild. I've got friends in San Diego, and you're like checking in on them, and you're like, hey, you all right with the hurricane? And it's just things you don't expect. And I think that you can see that a lot with, you know, kind of the new things climate wise going on. And, you know, there's been a ton of droughts, and especially the Southwest, and there's a fucking hurricane. So it's just kind of random.
Yeah, definitely. And, you just not something you expect from SoCal ever, but, girl math meme. We're going to go to our meme guy, Wiley. I know that he was a big thing on this. He tagged me in all of his posts about girl math, so I'm just curious what he has to say about it.
So you guys know what girl math is? No. Have you guys seen any of this stuff about like where girls decide
to do math?
No, yeah, they calculate things as girl math. Have you guys seen any of the memes on that?
Please enlighten me.
Enlighten us.
So girl math is anything under $5 is free.
That's random.
Really random, right?
There's a lot of things like out of click that are under $5. This makes no sense. Is this wait?
What are you talking about?
So like girl math is like if I pay with cash and it's under $5, it's technically free because it's not a whole lot of money, and if it's cash, then it's not actually coming out of my bank account. That's girl math.
So wait a minute. If I just go bar hopping at all of my favorite dive bars and get a $3 beer and tip them $2 on each $3 beer that I get, and it's $5, have I been drinking for free all night?
Yeah, I mean,
fuck yeah.
For girl math, yes, 100% girl math. But also, girl math is that if you preload your Starbucks account with $20 and then you go to Starbucks and get a Starbucks, it's free because you didn't actually pay for it in the moment. You preloaded your card. Girl math.
Yeah. Wait. I know exactly. Yeah.
So.
I'm still baffled. I need to wrap my head around this some more.
Chade seems to understand girl math.
Yeah, I mean, I spend a lot of my days talking to 18 to 22-year-old girls. I get it, yeah.
Yeah, well, Wiley dates a lot of them. So on
You're hot.
So anyway,
you're just mad.
So there's a chick named Peggy Jones from Texas, and there's a hawk that drops a 4-foot-long snake from the sky on her arm, and the snake actually wraps around her arm, and the snake bites her, like attacks her. But then since the hawk like drops the snake, or I mean the hawk actually attacks Peggy, like, because it's trying to get the snake from her arm. So,
well, yeah, this girl, Peggy's stealing your dinner. You're going to fucking steal the dinner back.
No, right. So, like, Peggy's getting attacked by a snake and a hawk at the same time. And this, like, actually happened. But, like, what a fucking wild shit show this was. Like, think about that. A hawk drops a snake from the sky. Wow. The snake falls on your arm, wraps around your arm. And then the hawk attacks your arm as a snake bites your arm. And now you got a snake and a hawk, like, trying to eat your arm off?
All I'm saying is you wouldn't catch me dead trying to steal a snake dinner from a hawk.
What about a hawk dinner stolen from a snake?
Neither one, fool. Neither one.
Nobody's talking about Peggy's for dinner?
I mean, maybe she had both. I don't know.
But also, is there video of this, or are we just taking Peggy's account of what actually happened?
So there's a picture of her at a cast, but, like,
we don't know.
Do you want to look it up really
quick? I looked it up. There's no video of her actually getting attacked by a snake and a hawk at the same time.
It's a legend of Peggy Jones. I don't know. Speaking of legends, deaths, there's Gil Brandt, NFL, and then Pat Corrales, MLB. I know Leo is a big fan. And then Bray Wyatt, wrestling. I know Chade had a lot of posters of him. And then Terry Funk. Chade also had a lot of posters of him in his room. And then Rosalind Carter. I know Wiley had a lot of posters of her. And then Matthew Perry. Leo had a lot of posters of him, and then Bob Barker had a lot of posters of him.
Man, that's a tough list.
That's a big month.
That was a tough month for sure.
Yeah, a lot of posters though. But no, yeah. I mean Bob Barker just reminds you of Happy Gilmore, The Price is Wrong, bitch. But I love Bob Barker. Yeah. That was a big one.
Bray Wyatt, it's a tough one. Bray was great.
September started off hot though. Ashanti and Nelly got back together. You guys remember that? I mean, that was like my high school being. Yeah, I mean. Classic hits.
That's not Ashanti, Chade.
Oh. That's Kelly Rowland right now.
Yeah, it is.
Damn it.
But
I'm glad you
close.
The fact that they got back together made me happy. What didn't make me happy is Aaron Rodgers tearing his Achilles. That actually made me really sad.
Did you see how fast he came back from tearing his Achilles?
No. Is he back on the field?
No. So, like, he tore his Achilles, and he was walking around, like, 2 weeks later.
Yeah, they're going to, like, staple that shit back together. It doesn't mean you can do
walk.
Anything more
you
than
don't,
walk.
You don't walk after tearing an Achilles in 2 weeks.
You've got millions and billions.
I mean.
Well, still, that's alarmingly quick.
That's alarmingly quick, right?
Dude, they fucking Steve Austin Million Dollar Man your legs so fast when you got that kind of guapery.
Some HGH?
Yup.
You never know. I mean. But at the same time, good for him. That
they were talking about a comeback. They were saying he's going to come back this season.
Wow.
That's the type of shit that's like, you got the Magic Johnson money.
He was walking around. Yeah, you got the Magic Johnson money for sure. He was walking around, and he was like throwing passes in practice.
Wild.
Went from having AIDS to just no AIDS.
Speaking of AIDS, the Vegas floods. Chad, you're a Vegas guy. You were there for that, so... How bad were the floods from your perspective?
I mean, I think it seems to me like it was a classic thing where it was just right around the strip because that's where everything drains in. And so the strip was kind of brutal, but everybody else that lived in areas not on the strip were fine. I was perfectly fine. It didn't really impact me at all. There's been bigger impact things that have happened in Vegas in the last year, but like, I think it rains and it doesn't drain much because there's caliche on the ground, but it didn't impact me at all.
It's the link. I think all of those videos were the link.
Yeah.
Where that just, it was poorly designed, poorly planned, and everything in the link floods.
And that area right by the airport is always been a drainage area. And there's just like some spots on like Maryland and Trop, but I think it was one of those classic media things where it's like, Vegas is underwater. And I was like, I'm fine.
I still see videos where, like, Vegas is flooding.
Every time it rains, there's a meme where it's flooding because that's just kind of how the city is.
So Vegas is fine.
Yeah.
Well, what about the underground city?
I have not been.
They flooded for sure.
That area is gnarly. I'm not going to go down there.
Great documentary, though. You should all check it out.
But, what's that on? Is that on, like, Hulu, Netflix,
it's
YouTube?
That's ballsy that someone went down there with the camera.
Yeah, very ballsy. But yeah, check it out. Good flick. But Vegas Sphere, that opened right around then, right? Or was that opened a long time?
No, that was open right around. That's the coolest piece of architecture that's been built in like 20 years, in my opinion. If you haven't seen it in person, the photos don't do it justice. It's just amazing. It's so cool.
And speaking of amazing, Kevin James meme, that was kind of a big deal in this month also. I know Wiley's a big Kevin James fan. He hasn't missed a movie of his, so I'm sure that you were huge on this meme. So, Mr. Meme Guy, what's your take?
I do love Kevin James. And the meme that was taking over the internet, it was him just like in a regular just t-shirt and a flannel, and he just hands in the pocket, just shoulder shrugging. And I mean, you could just use that kind of like Tim Man, like Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Who the fuck's that?
What? You don't know who Tim the Toolman Taylor is?
No, is that like a Bob the Builder
Tim
character?
Tim Allen at Home Improvement.
Did you not watch Home Improvement?
His name's Tim Taylor?
Yeah.
I thought it was Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
No,
that was a kid.
What?
That's Tim the Toolman Taylor's kid.
I thought
this guy doesn't know good
I
TV
it was
shows.
Tim the Toolman Tinsley or something.
No, that's
Tank
Tinsley.
Oh.
Oh my God. Go Lions.
Whatever. So go on.
I really did enjoy the King of Queen or the King of Queens show.
Great show.
With Leah Remini. She's smoking, by the way.
So, what do you think of the Roman Empire meme then? Were you a big fan of that?
So, did you guys see this?
What is this?
Please tell me that you guys saw this whole meme about the Roman Empire.
Fired up.
So, you guys don't know about the Roman Empire.
Educate us, Wiley. Educate us.
So, there's a big meme going
it's like from King of Thrones, or what is it?
No. So, there's this big meme
going around
TikTok.
Educate
me, I know exactly what you mean. Okay, hold on. I got this.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got this. So, yeah, because this was going around at work. This was a classic like dudes versus ladies thing where people's girlfriends would ask them like, how often do you think about the Roman Empire? So like, let me ask you this, Leo, how often do you think about the Roman Empire?
Are we dating now? Is this a,
yeah, we are.
Yeah,
we are.
Okay. Well then never.
Okay. How often do you think about the Roman Empire?
All the time.
How often do you think about the Roman Empire?
Never.
So they did like a lot of polls and it was like a lot of times it's like, yeah, like once a week. And they're like, what the fuck? And it's like, yeah, I watch Gladiator all the time. Or like, yeah, I think about Julius Caesar. And it's just like this classic thing where it was like people that were in marriages would just like ask their husbands, how often do you think about the Roman Empire, and like film it. And it was fucking hilarious.
So because it was either you watched it and you thought about it, or like, you didn't think about it.
Yeah, it was like a no, what the hell? Or it was like, no, I think about it all the time.
Is this some sort of like, what was that? BuzzFeed quiz?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's that say about, like, my shoe size?
I don't know. I'll have to do some more Googling.
Clearance rack.
But, no, that was going around work more. Yeah. Definitely. But,
and then it eventually evolved into, like, what's your Roman Empire? So, like, what's, the thing that you think about a lot of the time?
Sacramento Kings.
Yeah, so that's your Roman Empire. Sacramento Kings, like the beam.
So Chris Webber's my fucker.
That timeout that never – timeout.
Yeah. You think about Jay Will.
Yeah, I think about Jay Will, Chris Webber, Lawrence Funderburg, those motherfuckers.
All right. Leo, what's your Roman Empire?
Bad pitching mechanics.
Or Jim Rome, I don't know.
The thing – are you asking me what's the thing I think about randomly at least once a week?
Yeah.
Yeah, bad pitching mechanics.
Bad pitching. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
That's your Roman Empire.
I can tell you exactly where I started paying attention to this. It's Hideo Nomo.
No, his is perfect. Don't even fucking talk about that. Amazing. We're moving on. I love Hideo Nomo. Fuck you.
Hey, I love him too. I'm not saying anything con about him.
You better not. Speaking of that, Tupac's potential killer charged Dwayne Keith.
KPD.
Apparently, they charged his potential killer this year, so hopefully that case is put to rest. But kind of a big deal. I know that he was killed during our childhood, so kind of a big deal for me, personally.
I was right by the Sphere. Shout out to the Sphere. It's a block away.
The Sphere caught him. Clearly, you guys don't have anything to say about that, so we'll move on. But the deaths of that month, not Tupac, but Brooks Robinson, MLB.
Greatest defensive third baseman of all time.
Yeah, and then Phil Sellers, NBA. A lot of great Phil Sellers stories I've heard on this podcast. Mike Williams, NFL, and then Eddie Medor, NFL also. And I'm sure there's others, just don't know who they are, but shout out them. October, Warren Israel starts. Wiley's a big fan of that. I'm sure that you have a lot that you want to talk about.
Was not a big fan of the war in Israel.
Well, not a big fan, but a big, like, supporter, you know?
What? I was not a big supporter of the war in Israel either.
Not a supporter, but historian.
I'm not a historian either.
What are you?
None of the above? Like, is that an option? Can I E? None of the above? I think that what's happening right now in the Middle East is like is awful and it's terrible, and I don't really know what the solution is, but we got to figure out something. But I'm not a fan, and I'm not really all the things that you just said that I am. I am not.
So what would you describe yourself as when it comes to that?
Not an enthusiastic person of war, no.
Yeah, so how would you describe yourself?
I'm not an enthusiastic person of genocide, no.
So what would you describe yourself as?
As a curious party? I don't know.
Dude,
why do you single me out? That's not my Roman Empire. My Roman Empire is not the war in Israel. Yeah. I don't think about this at least once a week.
But so Vegas cyber attack.
It was wild.
You remember it?
Yeah, it was wild. I mean... I think it was the all of the MGM. Yeah, all the MGM casinos basically got doxxed really bad, and then none of the nothing was really working there, which is pretty wild when you think about it. And it cost the whole state like millions and millions of dollars, and it was many days that was everything was just like on lockdown. And that'd be kind of messed up, like being there and you pay to have like a vacation, and then like. Can't really do shit and everything. It was wild.
So we were down there.
Oh yeah, that's right.
For the Vegas tournament for, and we decided to go to the MGM. And that's where we stayed, and we went down to the sports book and decided to try to see about opening an account so we could sports bet. And this lady was definitely trying to get us to create an account, and I was like, I'm a little skeptical. And she kind of looked at me and she was like, Is it because we're getting hacked right now? And I was like, Yeah. 100%. That's why I don't want to get an account with you. And she's like, it's no big deal. And I was like, nah, it's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, you got to think of all of the children that can't do Read a Rabbit because we lost the taxpayer money because of that.
All the children that can't gamble. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce dating. That was a big thing. I feel like Taylor Swift kind of took over football because of that. But a lot of people think Travis Kelce became famous over here. I don't know if I agree with that. I mean, he's a great football player, right? Like,
well, I think he went from like being a random star in football to being like a worldwide name kind of overnight. Like, this story is wild.
I think it just expanded his reach. So like, he was already pretty like he was a household name, but now
for
he just
dudes.
Yeah, for guys like for playing American in the NFL. Dudes. Being a tight end, like, yes, like, guys knew who he was, but now not only do guys know who he is, their wives know who he is, their daughters know who he is.
He's
like,
the most famous boyfriend on the planet.
Yes.
As a bartender who works shifts during football games, can I tell you how insane it was during that first Monday Night Football game where he wasn't even playing? I think it was his brother was playing. The Eagles game was on, and they were still only talking about that. And the 15 normal dudes that I have sitting at the bar every Monday night to watch the football game were still talking about Taylor Swift and Kelce, like not talking about their fantasy teams, not talking about whatever game was on that day. They were talking about that shit. That fucking blew my mind to watch 15, like 30 to 65 year old men talking exclusively about that while football games were on.
Wild. Yeah, exactly.
That's bonkers to me.
Yeah. That was big. And, you know, it doesn't really end there. Like, the Taylor Swift concert movie, I've never really understood this because, like, I know a lot of people that went to, like, all the concerts and then still went to the Taylor Swift movie. And it's just kind of wild that the Taylor Swift movie of like her concerts is like such a big deal. Like, I don't know. I just would never go to a movie to like watch concerts, but
like I know a ton of girls that went to the concert and then they went to the movie. It's like you just went to the concert. Why would you go to the movie?
Yeah.
At this point, yeah, no, like when,
yeah,
when's the last like person that was this like, was Britney this big?
No.
Like
we were there.
Like Spice Girls. Like Spice Girls is probably the like next closest comparison.
I'd say the Beatles. I think like the Beatles.
That we got the first experience.
Yeah, Spice Girls I think is the closest that we've gotten to.
Were Spice Girls really that big? Like,
dude,
like as far as
Taylor Swift's at like
phenomenon.
Yeah,
I mean Spice Girls. As big as Taylor Swift though,
she's grossing $1 billion. A billion.
Were the Spice Girls?
No.
I mean,
okay, so then what the fuck?
Just for inflation.
But like. Think about the Beatles, like how big they were.
Not in our lifetime. We couldn't
have like,
first-hand experience. Like, my mom told me shit about that, and it sounded insane. You
know? So, I think the closest comparison, again, is Spice Girls. Spice Girls grossed over $500 million. Which Taylor Swift is grossing over $1 billion.
So, yeah, definitely
for
close.
Inflation and yeah. Over those 20 years or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, money.
That's an absurd number.
Joe Budden and Drake beef. what the fuck? Like, I don't even understand this. Like, Joe Budden and Drake, that's, like, the last combo I would ever think. Like,
I got nothing.
Pump it up for his fucking Hotline Bling. Like, what the fuck?
I think that was just, like, a promotional beef just to, like, because he was coming out with his album, All the Dogs. And so you have to have, of course, Joe Budden, an old head, OG rap guy, kind of come in and talk a little shit. And then create a little drama for the album release. I think that's all that was.
I mean, it's kind of like the Jordan Pippen thing, right? Just minus the hot wife.
God, I wish there was a hot wife in there somewhere.
Yeah. But, I'm not going to say speaking of hot, but the Megan doll drag dance meme? I know you're big on this, Wiley, the Megan doll dance. It was a little creepy, a little different, but you're into it, right?
I'm not familiar with this meme. Was this like similar to the Wednesday Addams like doll meme? I'm not tracking.
If you Google it, like if you watch the dance, she does like a fucking somersault and shit, and like everybody like went wild over it. But it's like a horror movie where like the doll like did like a little dance.
Yeah, I never saw this, but watching it live right now, I'm a little concerned.
Concerned or like thrilled?
But it's also a movie apparently.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Oh well, I didn't watch the movie and I didn't watch the meme and I don't think I'm going to.
Damn,
do you guys know anything about it?
Nope.
So it's like this
first I've heard of it.
It's like this creepy ass doll that does a dance and everybody's into it, but anyways,
sick story, moving on.
Yeah. Speaking of creepy, Dylan Brooks, the villain, he's like kind of taking on that villain label of the NBA. He started that pregame ritual of just like staring at dudes from across court. Have you like seen this at all? Like, I know you've seen this, Leo. You're a big fan of shitbags.
That's because Dylan Brooks is vying for best villain in the league, and I appreciate the hustle. But like, this is while a move that I totally support is being a fucking total wild card and trying to grab every advantage that you can when you're a bad shitbag player. Like, like this.
Is he trying too hard though?
Yeah, this is what I was about to say. He's just reaching a little bit too much. Like, I think that the best villains have subtlety and this is not subtle at all.
Zero, like he wants to talk shit. He wants to like stare at people. He's just trying too hard to be that villain, and it's just too much.
Can't do it.
So we don't think it's working. That's what you're saying.
I think it's fucking hilarious.
Has he stopped anybody? Has he done anything to make himself the villain outside of trying too hard?
Every clip I see, he's getting torched by Steph Curry. He's getting torched by LeBron.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who. Like, it could be like fucking Porzingis and he's getting torched. You know?
I did like after the season where they were talked about Dylan Brooks going to Shanghai Knights. Did you guys see that? That was probably one of my favorites. That went viral on Twitter for a little while where they talked about him going to the Shanghai Knights.
To end the month on a depressing note. The Lewiston, Maine shooting was kind of a big deal. It's just kind of a town you don't really expect that from. But I've been to Maine many times, and you just don't really expect that from a Maine town. But depressing one. But the deaths of that month of October, Frank Howard, MLB, Sir Bobby Charlton, Walt Garrison, NFL, Brendan Malone, NBA, Mike Malone's father, Dick Butkus, that's a big one. Love me some Dick Butkus. Russ Francis, NFL, Jim Capel, MLB, Tim Wakefield, the knuckleballer.
Oh, man.
That was a big one. And Suzanne Summers. But the Tim Wakefield one is the one that really hurt me the most. He's on my fantasy team and really kind of.
That was a tough one.
Yeah. Yeah. November, the Rangers win the World Series.
Wild. Wild.
That was insane. I would like to be on the record as saying that that was an extremely fun postseason while a lot of people really didn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
Mainly because it was just a lot of like unbelievably fundamentally sound baseball happening and like very few big clutch moments, but they just hit that much harder because there were fewer big moments than just like bomb after bomb after punch out after punch out. So like to see that whole postseason unfold the way it did, and then that Diamondbacks Rangers World Series go the way that it did, with I mean really the Rangers dominated that series. The Diamondbacks did their damnedest and played a nice series, but in the end Boach and the Rangers head blooded them into oblivion. So you know, congrats to them. Stoked for Boach. Stoked for all the Rangers players. That's awesome. Stoked that those young Diamondbacks players, all those Reno Aces guys that were on, I think there were like 19 Reno Aces on the roster.
Does that include Luis Gonzalez?
No, Luis Gonzalez, while maybe still preparing for the season, was not in uniform. the skin was a little bit too loose to fit in the uniform. I don't know if you saw that. Anyway, Bruce Bochy got another fucking ring, and that's awesome. I love that.
Well, fuck, man. T.I. and his son had some beef, and that went viral. Wiley's a big follower of that. He's a big fan of T.I.'s son, and that was just a weird kind of situation. I know Wiley wants to expand on that.
So I don't know a whole lot about this beef, but I know that it was very embarrassing for the both of them. Because, like, his son was talking about how he grew up in the hood and he had all the street cred. And T.I. was like, bro, I'm a famous rapper with tons of money. Like, you didn't grow up in the hood. Like, you didn't grow up in, like, disadvantage. T.I. said he grew up in a gated community and sucked his pacifier till he was 12 years old. So I'm pretty sure that's, like, where people, like, were like, this is pretty embarrassing for him.
Yeah, I could.
Dad called him.
I mean, I just love the father son beef. You just don't hear a lot about father son beef.
And you know? T.I. was great in ATL. Great movie.
Great movie. Fabulous movie. Vegas Grand Prix races. I know. Yeah, I mean, I know that Chad was front row for that.
It's got an X in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I was there on the Thursday when the water valve got sucked up after 8 minutes and destroyed the shit out of that Ferrari. I mean, pretty amazing event, getting stuff set up. A lot of logistics behind the scenes that they really screwed up on, trying to get people in and out of places. I had to walk 6 miles just to get to my seat.
I heard it was an absolute nightmare. Like they were like trying to block off views so people couldn't watch it for free. Grandstands were everywhere. I heard it was just an absolute like logistical nightmare.
Yeah, and I think during the race there was a couple spots on Vegas Boulevard that like people got to where they were able to see some stuff, but all of the different places where you watched, because the tickets kept going down because they were so inflated for a while. And finally, like a couple of days before practice, got down to like $150. We decided to go. And where the different entrances were, really wasn't laid out really well. And so we had to walk all the way down to like Tropicana Boulevard and up the strip. So it was 6 miles just to get to our seat. And there wasn't any, we were around a lot of people from foreign countries that were just like, could barely speak English, and like chicks in high heels that couldn't, like, were just fucking lost in the desert. And luckily people got to their seats. We were all excited. We kind of sat right by where Topgolf is. We get there, there's like 8 minutes of action, and then they closed practice, and then we had to walk our ass back. So, I mean, amazing that they pulled off the race was great. I mean, it's going to take a little while for them to figure everything out, but the fact that they like built everything and pulled it off was kind of nuts too.
Yeah. And we were around Vegas while they were building the tracks and stuff, and I knew it was a big deal. So I was just curious kind of what your take was on that. And I know this next topic kind of hits home and hits close to Wiley, Josh Giddey, kind of with the 16-year-old, you know, Wiley. Wiley, I know that this story, you're a big Josh Giddey fan. I know this is hard for you, so what are your thoughts on it?
Dude, I don't even know who Josh Giddey fucking is. All I know is he plays for the Oklahoma City Thunder. And this is not hit close home to me. Like, I'm not worried about this.
What? What year?
Yeah, but it was kind of a controversial subject where he was, like, posting videos and was, like, this girl was putting him on TikTok and on her Instagram was, like, I just fucked Josh Giddey. And then come to find out he was, like, 20 years old and she was, like, 12. So...
how's that affect your fandom of him, though? Like, do you view him differently, or do you respect him as a player?
So just going to clarify yet again, I am not a fan. I don't even know who Josh Giddey is. All I know is that he plays for the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Oh, I thought you were a big fan of his.
Yeah, you thought, but you were thought wrong.
No, good player. Really sad that, you know, his career's gone that direction.
I know, so is he still, like, on the team? Like, happened?
He's on the team, and... I'm not sure if...
you know a lot about this.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Wiley's going to get rid of his jersey or whatever, but, like, he's still on the team and everything. But, anyways, Ben Stiller and Steve Harvey death hoax. A lot of people thought it was funny to say that Ben Stiller and Steve Harvey died, like, right around Thanksgiving time, and a lot of people didn't find that funny, but a lot of people took it serious, including Anderson Cooper. Yeah. I know that hit home for Wiley, for sure.
I didn't even know that there's a death hoax for either one of them. Yeah. But I'm glad they're both not dead, because I do love Steve Harvey. He's got a great TV show.
Great
and,
on Family Feud.
I love Ben Stiller.
Yeah, great on Family Feud.
Deaths of November, Harold Hasselbeck, NFL, Willie Hernandez, MLB, Peter Seidler, DJ Hayden, Dick Drago, MLB, big fan of Leo's. Walter Davis, NBA, and Bobby Knight, NCAA Hall of Fame coach.
I threw a couple chairs for one. Bob Knight, for sure.
Yeah, folding chair meme for Bob Knight, for sure.
Yeah.
Also, Willie Hernandez, he of the winning an MVP award as a relief pitcher, absolutely insane. While Cal Ripken Jr. also had a 10-win season that year, so that's also insane.
Wow. Fucking A. That's why we have Leo here. December, we're just going to kick it off the UNLV shooting. Again, Chade, Vegas.
Just shoot it off.
Just shooting it off. Bad choice of words, but Chade?
Yeah, I mean.
Terrifying.
Yeah. Sucks. I mean, what? The Mandalay thing didn't happen that long ago, and it just, you know, feel for the professors and feel for the students, and, you know, hope everything's okay here for this next semester for everybody that's, you know, involved in the school down there.
Yeah, for sure. On to Puff Daddy. Wiley loves Puff Daddy. The rumors are shitty, but what's your take on the Puff Daddy rumors?
So clarification here for the record, I don't love Puff Daddy. Yeah, Puff Daddy, I know the rumors are going around about the sexual assault allegations, stuff like that, but there's also the rumors and allegations about the Tupac thing, too, as well. So, yeah, I'm not really sure where that's going to go and what's going to happen, but, you know, what's in the dark will come to light.
It always does. Speaking of Andre 3000, his album really sucks. I don't know if you've heard it, but he does the whole thing on a flute.
Yeah,
it's literally a fucking flute.
Yeah, I guess he decided he wanted to play the flute, and then he made an album playing the flute.
Yeah, but like zero lyrics. It's just literally playing the flute.
Some Charles Barkley shit. Or no, Gnarls Barkley.
Yeah, I was going to say Charles plays the flute.
Gnarls Barkley, sorry.
Gnarls did an album of just playing the flute?
No, but kind of close.
Huh?
Yeah, look it up.
All right. Draymond Green kicking dudes in the dick and locking dudes in a headlock and punching dudes in the face. He's kind of... I'm all for a guy being an enforcer, and Leo's giving me the look like... You know, I disagree with you because he's a big Warriors fan. And, you know, I'm going to give you your chance to speak because Wiley's the same way. And I get it. Enforcers are important. But you turn around, punch a dude in the face. You get a guy in a headlock. You kick dudes in the dick. Like, there's got to be some sort of line where it's like you have to change the way that you play. Like, you have to agree with that, right?
Oh, yeah. No, I 100% agree. Because, like, I mean, from day one, I would – been a very big Draymond fan. Like, he was the lockdown defender that team needed, and you know, the antics grew to the point where you're treating him as that guy that you love to have on your team but you hate to play against, and everybody's like, yeah, no, he's our asshole, and you know, that's that. Everybody says asshole, our asshole, that's fine. I 100% agree. It's gone too far. I wanted to try to say that, like, he was kind of right in going after Gobert, because Gobert was going after the guards and shit. Like, big man going after guards, that's fucked up. But then, dude, I hope Dre is on the other side of this now, maybe. Because, like, you don't want the career that he's had to be sullied by, like, all this just absolute bullshit that he's pulled.
Yeah, and Draymond's a great player. Like, I'm not going to take anything away from him, but he's got to be more selective of some of the antics that he does. Like I said, I'm all for an enforcer. I'm all for getting in an opponent's head. But what he's doing is just a little bit over the line for me. You know, like, you think of the Dennis Rodmans, that was – itself borderline, you know, but he did it in a way that I felt was effective for the game. I feel like Draymond's doing it in a way that's not good for the team at this point.
It's like malicious at this point.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. And, you know, with that wrapping up, that's kind of going to wrap up our December. We're going to go into the deaths of December. Eric Montrose was a big one. You know, North Carolina legend, NBA player. George McGinnis, NBA legend. Frank Wycheck, Vic DeVito, MLB, and then Jimmy Buffett, obviously a big one. And that kind of wraps up December. December's kind of ended up in a big way. And Coach Meyer from DePaul also, that's another one that's not on the list, but that's one that just came to mind. If we forgot anybody on the list that passed away, we apologize. But that's pretty much the year in review. I don't know if you guys think that we forgot about anything, but if you did, now's the time to say something.
Shohei Ohtani got the largest contract in sports history. That's pretty fucking
rad.
That's
a big one.
Because while it's been pretty fucking awesome to see players like Michael Jordan and LeBron James and Steph Curry and Barry Bonds and Mike Trout and probably some football and Wayne Gretzky. Yeah. Like, we got to see these types of players in our lifetime. And having gotten to see some of these players, actually probably at least half of those players I've got to see live and in person. And let me tell you, watching Shohei play baseball live in person is unfucking believable. He deserves every penny. I'm stoked that he got that contract. I'm just really upset that he's going to be in Dodger blue for that long. That really sucks. I'm probably going to end up watching more Dodger games than Giant games this year. I'm a little sad about that, but like Uncle Myron would be proud of me. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, also, any of you baseball heads that watch this, watch Yamamoto pitch in Dodger games. It'll be fun. You're in for a treat.
Anybody else? Any last words? What about New Year's resolutions? I know you got a New Year's resolution. I mean, I know it's a cheesy question to ask, but you got to ask the question, right? I know, Wiley, you do.
Yeah, I'm always looking forward to a new year, just new goals, looking for some excitement. So ready for us, for me and you on our coaching journey, try to get that state championship, you know, just for me on a personal level, you know, find a wife, have some kids, get a nice white picket fence house, you know, all that kind of stuff. Definitely not watch any Dodger games. Won't be anywhere near Leo for sure.
It pains me to say it, but they got
definitely going to watch some Giants games, though.
I'm going to watch Giants games and hope that they don't lose to the Dodgers. I'm really going to hope that they don't lose.
And then watch some Warriors games. Go Warriors.
Go Dubs.
Jade, any New Year's resolutions?
No.
All right, well, that pretty much
wraps. Yeah, what about you? What are your New Year's resolutions?
I want to get some great guests on this podcast. That's one of the big things. We had a great, you know, last 4 years, and I feel like year five is going to be really strong. And then I'm also thinking, you know, next year interview is going to be pretty lit also, if we can get the three of you back, and hopefully Eric will join us. But also,
what about for you personally?
Personally, the coaching, like you said, get that state championship, see the girls develop, and just be better as a person. You know, that's like the main things. And for you, you know, find you a girlfriend over, you know, 20, that'd be awesome. And then outside of that, like, just kind of make this a better year than the year before. I feel like that's always a goal, you know.
It's always better when they're younger.
R. Kelly didn't make the year interview, did he?
Not until now.
Shit.
He didn't.
Talking about your review. Yeah, right? R. Kelly definitely should have made the year review.
Wasn't he in some shit?
He's always in some shit.
Yeah, so whatever shit he was in, R. Kelly makes it. But I just want to thank all the listeners for listening. If you got this far, we appreciate it. Definitely a wild year interview. It always is. But I want to thank Wiley, Leo, and Shade for being here. Thank you guys for being here. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Awesome. But leave us a 5-star review or a comment. It always helps. It helps us get great guests, like all the amazing guests that we've had. But happy new year, everybody. Hope it's a good one.
Cheers.
Cheers. Happy new year.
Happy new year.